You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Lee, this is a testament to the power of X, because it wouldn't have happened any other way. New York Times forced to retract that fake photo. Yeah. Of the starving Gazan child, who turns out was not starving, but had a genetic disease. They didn't mention that. And they were going to leave it. I mean, it went on for a couple of days, kept trending, and then they couldn't hide from it anymore. They had to retract it. Now, if you want to see something that will punch you in the gut, and it's content warning because it's terrible, what the New York Times is blocking out right now, because it's heartbreaking, it is a Hamas hostage, Evyatar David, forced to dig his own grave before they kill him. He is so weak, and he explains he's digging his own grave. He's so weak he has to sit down while he's doing it. He's starved. So, I mean, if they're looking for a photo of somebody starving in Gaza, well, I got one right there on my X feed. I could use that all day long. Yeah. Oh, they're blocking that story out. And it is heartbreaking, because as he's digging his own graves, he's talking about he just wants to lay in bed one more time with his family. And he's saying he knows he's digging his grave.
Yeah.
New York Times posted that. No. Blacked out. They don't get it. You can't do that anymore and have credibility. You can't. I mean, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And the worst part of it is, Lee, you know what the worst part of this is? You know who posted that video? Because they wanted the world to see it. Hamas!
Yeah.
You know, the government of Gaza.
Well, the ones who are actually responsible for the suffering that's going on in Gaza right
yes.
now. Because it could end today.
Yeah.
It could end today, now. But Hamas is the one stopping it.
And especially when you have the whole Arab League calling on you to release the hostages.
Yeah, that was a turning point.
Yeah. And yet you have these liberal whack jobs. UK, Canada, France, promising to recognize Palestine as a state after that video was released by Hamas of a man digging his grave. And I don't understand the left anymore. I just don't get it. I've lost the playbook. I completely don't understand. Here's the other thing people don't understand, that hundreds of millions of dollars worth of food has been brought to Gaza by the UN. And you know where it goes?
Hamas.
Yes, they feed their fighters.
Yes.
And they let the people starve.
And then sell it to the highest bidder.
Yes, they've made, they said, over $500 million selling the aid. That whatever's left over, they don't use for
their
fighters.
That's why the U.S. and Israel started another foundation, a humanitarian organization, to do it themselves. Yes, the U.S. and Israel have been trying to feed the Gazan people. But, of course, you still have Hamas fighting them and shooting at people who are trying to line up for the food.
And there was a great interview the other day. Epoch Times did it, and it's 5 minutes long, but it's there's a minister whose organization is delivering that aid under protection from the Israelis, because otherwise he and the aid workers will be killed by Hamas, and they'll just simply take the food and the supplies. That's what they do. So they cannot even, it's incredibly dangerous to deliver the aid, get this, to the Gazan people.
Yeah.
Because they made the mistake of one time electing Hamas. A lot of people don't know about this. Hamas is a registered, you know, designated terror group in the U.S., but they elected them the government of Gaza. And after that, Hamas suspended elections. There hasn't been an election there in over a decade. So these poor people are being starved by Hamas. There's plenty of food, but Hamas would rather sell it. They don't care who starves. Mm-hmm. And so when Trump said, hey, you know, these people are starving in Gaza, they are, but not because of Israel. And the media clipped that and acted like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's absolutely awful. And Mike Johnson was talking about this and how so much money has been spent. And yet you've got to get past Hamas, risking your life to do it, to get the supplies to the people.
That's exactly right. And I was talking with Ambassador Leiter, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., just a couple of days ago before I went out to do interviews on this to confront those lies. And it's true. I mean, Israel has done a great benevolent work here. More than 94,000 truckloads full of food they have tried to get into Gaza. It's enough to feed 2 million people for 2 years. The problem is Hamas, the terrorist, brutal terrorist organization, has been stealing the food and supplies. Stealing it. And they profited off that. And so the actual numbers are that everyone acknowledges is that Hamas made $500,000 just on the resale or you turning that into commodities of the stolen resources they were trying to get the people. And this has just been it's a terrible tragedy upon tragedy. So Israel's doing everything they possibly can. They've opened up new routes of humanitarian aid, as you know, and the U.S. is working with our allies and with Israel to try to get as much in there as possible. But they're being impeded by that evil terrorist organization. And that's the facts.
And then Hamas turns around and tells you the people are starving because of Israel.
Right, yeah.
And the New York Times runs the photo, which is fake, while the actual starved hostages who are forced to dig their own graves get blacked out. That's a special kind of evil in that newsroom. I mean, I can't even imagine. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
It's not news.
It's
agenda-driven propaganda. There is a certain world narrative, a worldview that they want to promote, and it is not news. And that's how you get those types of decisions and inaccuracies being made.
Lots of people are weighing in right now. By the way, Lee, I put a poll up on my X feed right now. Ralph Norman is at the head of the pack. I don't know if it would be that way down in Charleston, you know, down south in our state. But Ralph Norman is narrowly leading Nancy Mace. In the poll, it's been running since yesterday. So we'll see where we are with it by tomorrow. But Norman's at 41.1%. Nancy Mace is at 38.8%. Ellen Wilson's at 16%. And Pam Evett is at 3.5%. So I got to tell you, the one thing that I like that she's done so far, and this is why I'm glad she's in the race. I'm not sure if I want her to be the governor yet, but I'm glad she's in the race. And that's because back on July 1st, she announced her plan for an alligator Alcatraz here, basically the Florida plan. And now we've had everybody else in the race step up and go, oh, yeah, I want to do that, too. And look, this audience has worked so hard to get Columbia to answer Trump's call. I mean, almost 700 of you have texted or called or at least asked for the contact info on the text line to do so. And our governor has pretended that he didn't hear you. And now all of a sudden in the last week, we have the governor saying, hey, you know what? I want to do that too. I'm going to, you know, look into it. Well, I'm sorry, governor. The time to look into it was when the legislature was in session because you were going to need legislation to do this like DeSantis got. He's, by the way, on his second facility now in northern Florida. So I'm glad she's in the race because she's bomb throwing and she's going to push them to take positions on this. Which is good, but I really want to see, it's going to be very interesting to see too, where Ralph Norman gets money because like Nancy Mace, I mean, they're part of the same 12 to 16, depending on the vote, people in Congress, who worked to get rid of, you know, Kevin McCarthy. So they're both kind of rebels. They're very similar to each other. Ralph Norman is more, you know, generally socially conservative than she is. But it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. So. Another fun race to watch in South Carolina.
Hey, look, you know what I love? I love that they are debating whose tax plan goes lower, which is to zero. And that's where we should really be. If Texas can do it and Florida can do it, we can do it here. Tennessee can do it. We can do it here.
Yeah.
We're definitely prosperous enough to do it here. So we should be having that debate. And I was really glad to, one of the key things, and I've got to ask Alan Wilson this next time because I realized I didn't ask him last time. I didn't ask it right. The plan they have that they've already voted on is a fake plan to get to zero. They have to hit all these benchmarks that they're never going to hit. So I was glad when she said, no, listen, this is like, basically this is a new plan. This is a 5-year plan. Cause there's gotta be a new plan. I'm going to ask Alan Wilson that next time too. I think his is the same. I think it's like actually new, not we just wait till we hit zero, which is never going to come, but I got to follow up with him and find that out. But I'm so glad that we're finally having this, this fresh debate that's forcing them to take, a position on slashing that tax rate because it's too high. There's no excuse for that. So gonna be interesting to watch that race, Lee.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she's gonna have to raise money. She's gonna have trouble doing it because she's gonna have to run against Columbia money. And they can pack a lot of money behind a race. And it's gonna be interesting to see too, to me, what candidate gets it. I know Pam Evett will get it because you know she's tied at the hip with Henry McMaster. Obviously, she's the lieutenant governor. Would you think Alan Wilson will get that money, or is he an insider? Is he an outsider? I haven't figured that out. It's going to be really interesting to watch the financial reports.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hillary Clinton's out there the last 5 days on a propaganda thing. This is Russian disinformation. I never approved any plan. She admitted to proving a plan. Go through her book. Go through her speeches. Go through the op-eds her staff wrote. They were so proud of what they did back in 2017. They bragged about it. That is impeachable material. That takes time to do. We have an 8,000-word story today, basically the signed confessions of all of the Clinton team admitting they did this, even though now they're claiming they didn't. But that's what prosecutors also have to do. We have to demand that Pam Bondi give us regular updates so that we can not just hear that a strike force has been named, but who's on it? Where is it being worked? Where are the first subpoenas? If we don't see action, it isn't just losing 5 to 10% of the MAGA base short term, which I agree with you. You might even lose more than that, Steve. But long term, if we don't punish the behavior that we now know exists out there in its most egregious form, the temptation to do this the next time Democrats are in power is going to be enormous. You are going to handicap the future of this country and destine it to be a banana republic because the Democrats got away with it this time. That's the stakes are even higher than losing the MAGA base.
Yep, those are the stakes. And folks, things are moving along quickly. Molly Hemingway nailed this last night on Fox News when she said, look, it is different now. We have evidence we didn't have even a few weeks ago.
What's really important for people to know is that in the last couple of weeks, we have had an explosive amount of information giving brand new details that weren't previously released about how the Obama chiefs and Obama conspired to hide real information, showing that, yes, Russia did what it always did, but it didn't really have any effect and it wasn't done on behalf of a particular candidate. You might remember that we spent years with the false claim that it was done to benefit Trump. We then had also that they manufactured intelligence and immediately leaked it to compliant media people. And then they had people within their agencies fighting so hard to keep these falsehoods and lies from getting out. And they were threatened with their jobs. They were told there was secret intelligence. We also learned what this supposed secret intelligence was. I mean, just absolutely explosive stuff that's brand new and that really does show that there was a very bad conspiracy. And so this investigation is good. And the people who were involved in it, which is a lot of the Democrat Party, should be scared.
All right.
Meanwhile, folks, another bombshell overnight. Loretta Lynch, Attorney General for Barack Obama. Remember, Barack Obama, according to the first Tulsi Gabbard release, did not want to mar his presidency by having Hillary Clinton convicted. They wanted to make sure that she got away with her felonies. And they eventually would end up just classifying evidence of her crimes so no one could see it, which is what happens when you're a Democrat. Well, this comes out overnight. Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general, reacting to intel. Here's what happened. The Russians somehow got a hold of intel showing that Loretta Lynch had contacted Amanda Renteria. She's a top Clinton campaign aide to promise, hey, look, don't worry. We got to have the FBI investigate you because your crimes are just becoming too obvious. It'd be embarrassing if we didn't. But we'll stop the investigation before it goes too far. Don't worry. Well, Russia had intercepted this. Russia had, you know, gotten a hold of this. The Dutch spying on Russia had intercepted it. This idea that, you know, Loretta Lynch is regular. I mean, can you imagine having so much power that you can commit crimes and just, you know, call up the attorney general who should be prosecuting you. And she'll assure you, don't worry, we're going to have to fake investigate you, but we won't let the investigation get too far. Wouldn't that be nice? That's like a superpower. You could do anything practically. Folks, I swear, criminal justice agencies, universities, graduate programs should study Hillary Clinton for the next 100 years. No one has ever seen a person like this. She could co-opt any law enforcement agency. She started doing it in Arkansas. She did it in Whitewater. Just criminal charges would bounce right off of her. She could use political influence to control law enforcement agencies. And it wasn't just one. She did it from Arkansas all the way to D.C. By the time she was done, she has the Attorney General of the United States of America promising not to investigate yet another set of her crimes, and the FBI actively covering them up through classification. I mean, we never see anything like this. I can't even think of a comparable Democrat to this who just has that reach and ability. And then not only do they cover up her crimes, no, that was only the beginning. Then they go to work, the FBI working as an arm of her campaign to get her elected by framing the other guy. Only Hillary Clinton can do that. I've never seen anybody else do it. But anyway, there's more leaked information this morning. So what happens is there was Russian intel. The Russians are spying on Hillary. the Dutch are spying on the Russians. And Russia had gathered compromise that Loretta Lynch had agreed, hey, listen, we're not going to let the criminal investigation get too far. Don't worry, we've got your back. She should go to prison for that. She should. That's conspiracy. Well, the Dutch are like, oh, no, and they call up the FBI, not realizing the FBI is profoundly crooked. And they're like, hey, we just want to report. Looks like there's, you know, a deal going between Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch. The report ends up in the hands of FBI attorney Baker. And he becomes very concerned and he starts writing internal memos about Loretta Lynch, saying that he's concerned that she's going to let Hillary off the hook. James Baker, he says, you know, look, I'm looking at this Dutch intel. It looks like there's a deal between Hillary and Loretta Lynch, that Loretta Lynch is going to control this, this criminal investigation. That's a problem. And so he's out there writing memos. We have those now too. So folks, this is all at the origin before we even ever get to Trump in Russia. Meaning what? The conspiracy is actually a conspiracy to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Russiagate for Trump, that comes later. And so you've got the media. Yeah, I mean, Fox News got Trey Gowdy on again. I guess he's going to plead with us again to not put handcuffs on John Brennan, his friend. I guess they're friends. I don't know. He acts like they're friends. He just looks so angry every time that he goes on TV. He doesn't want any of these people touched. Yeah, you know why? Because he's one of the Republicans who are going to be very embarrassed as this continues to come out. But folks, this is not Russiagate. Not really. What it really is a conspiracy by the FBI and the DOJ to cover up Hillary's crimes. And because so much of the information already got out in public, frame Donald Trump for Russiagate. But Russiagate really was a secondary part of this. It wasn't even the main deal. That's the scandal. I mean, that is the true scandal. Now, can we crack the mainstream media with it? Will they ever acknowledge any of this happened?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Folks, it's so fashionable to be more loyal to another country than you are to America in the Democrat Party now. Number one trending thing all morning has been this Democrat representative, Delia Ramirez, goes down to Mexico for a Pan-American conference and declares she is a, quote, proud Guatemalan before she is an American. Now, she didn't say she's a proud American. I am a proud Guatemalan before I am American. And of course, she's applauded. Everybody agrees they hate America. She then slams America for being imperialist, on and on and on, repressive. I mean, just a terrible place. Democrat congresswoman who brags on her own website she's married to an illegal immigrant. She calls it a mixed status marriage. There's a time in this country she'd have been tried. She should be tried. And then, folks, we are watching the normalization that really started with Joe Biden. You know, if you're a little more loyal to another country besides America, maybe even compromised, that's okay. We hate America. I look at this, just broke this morning in just the news. Headline, China is happy. New memos expose Homeland Security's concern about Tim Walz's CCP connections. In other words, not China connections, but Chinese Communist Party connections. Newly released internal memos confirmed the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI had longstanding concerns about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's connections to the Chinese Communist Party, especially, listen to this, after he was selected by Vice President Kamala Harris as her presidential running mate. Homeland Security turned over documents to watchdog group Judicial Watch after they won a FOIA suit. This is incredible. China is happy, one Homeland Security employee wrote in an explosive message one day after Harris announced Walz as her running mate. It goes into the background of his very deep and long Chinese connections, multiple visits to the country, living there, China generously funding his program to bring children overseas from which he profited. The declassified documents also include this: with FBI mission in the CIA field, I believe they need to get included in terms of, doing a real counterintelligence investigation into him. The documents, John Solomon's Just the News reports, provide the clearest evidence yet of the alarm bells sounding in the U.S. government counterintelligence circles about the Minnesota governor's selection to be Harris's running mate. Those concerns stem from Walz's long-term ties to China and favorable interactions with the governing Communist Party dating back years. And no big deal. This is becoming normal, folks, and it is deeply alarming. How are these people passing background checks? Seriously. How are they passing back? Folks, again, before Joe Biden was ever nominated, He was under money laundering and bribery investigation by the IRS. Started back in 2019. He wasn't nominated until 2020. They had it all. They had the laptop. They knew Joe was the big guy. And what happened? Bill Barr ultimately gagged the two IRS agents who were investigating the bribes from China. $30 million. I played you the audio. Catherine Herridge had it in the fall. Got buried by a lot of election news. How did Joe Biden pass a black background check when coyote Chinese communists, $30 million? They own the guy. And then he gets into office. He starts putting American rare earth minerals mines off limits for 20 years at a pop. While his son had been cut in through Bohai Harvest into rare earth minerals deals all over the world as to profit. They don't do anything. They just get cut into the profit. This is becoming the norm. I mean, remember Mark Milley, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Donald Trump, calls China. Tells him, hey, if Trump gives me orders to go to war with you, I'm not doing that. I just want to let you know, I'm not, he's unstable. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to war with you no matter what Trump orders. And he brags about it. And folks, even worse, he got the commanding officers underneath him to swear allegiance to him, that they would not retaliate, respond to China in any way. China could have gone to war with us. They were practically invited to by Milley. And it goes on and on and on and on. You have John Kirby. I mean, Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. Here's John Kirby admitting Iran's funding Democrat street marches, the violent anti-Semitism that these universities are now having to pay fines to Trump for.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
These are Democrat street marches, violent Democrat street marches. Let's keep going. When the Iranians are not sponsoring those, who else is? China. This violence against ICE agents, the destruction, the marching, the $24 million worth of damage to LA alone, funded by a Chinese billionaire. He's actually American by birth, but he's long since moved there, and that's where he made his money, lives there. Funded by him? Chinese money running through the whole thing? Treason? Do you want to keep going? Okay. Pentagon. Sent $52 million to the Wuhan lab. We know that now. Why has no one from the Pentagon ever been dragged before Congress? It is one of the gravest mysteries of our time. We keep trotting Fauci out like the gimp. I don't want to hear from him anymore. I want to hear from the guy. Who's the guy at the Pentagon who wrote the check? How is that possible? They're our worst enemy on earth. USAID sent a suspiciously similar amount, $52 million, to the Wuhan lab. They set up a program to procure the bat viruses. You know how they had to go into the caves? They go through all the bat droppings and all this deep into the caves to get the deadly diseases because they weren't going to get out of the cave any other way. And they spent $52 million too, USAID. Isn't that treason? 1 million Americans are dead, so we're told. It's probably more like 500,000, but yeah. Because they lied about the death numbers too, but still. Millions the world over dead. No one cares. USAID, $52 million. Pentagon, $52 million, run through the Wuhan lab. Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden, first company they sponsor, startup company, Metabiota, where do they go? Straight to the Wuhan lab to kill you and me and everybody else. Only American company allowed to do work there. At some point, is anybody going to investigate these connections or is it just okay to commit treason? Are we so casual now that we go to places like Mexico, if we're a Democrat representative, and we brag that we are a proud Guatemalan before we're an American? Treason is hip. It's hot. It's cool. Hey, me, you know, I've got loyalty to like five other countries before you get to America. I hate this place. That's the Democrats. It's normal, and it is very, very dangerous. I'm not asking for agreement. I'm asking for just, hey, can we have loyalty to this country? Would you at least pledge not to undermine it on behalf of foreign adversaries? I could go on and on and on and on. I mean, Democrats rolling out the red carpet for China in California in a way they never, you know, have done for anybody else. I mean, this is a captured party where it is becoming the norm to brag about your loyalty to another country, be it China or Guatemala. Nobody bats an eye. This is how we lose our country. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 800-905-0989. Texter rates. Tara, 1972, I was looking for work anywhere and everywhere. Virtually every job application I filled out had the question, are you a member of the Communist Party or do you belong to a group dedicated to the overthrow of the government? Now it seems like that requirement, that is a requirement to belong to the Democrat Party, so says Al in Simpsonburg. At Simpsonville. Yeah, I know. I agree with you. It's so bad. Another texter writes, how do they pass the background checks? The criminals, FBI and CIA, are performing that. Folks, again, Bill Barr gagged the two IRS agents who were investigating in an open money laundering investigation and bribery investigation, gagged them from talking about Joe Biden being the big guy and the family taking $30 million. From the Communist Chinese Party. I can't imagine what that background check was like. Congress should subpoena all of it, even if it's just seen in an intel committee. How do you get past that? They knew there was an open investigation. By the way, Bill Barr not only hid it from the American people, he hid it from members of Congress who had security clearances in the Senate. All of it to get Biden into a position of power. It's incredible how many people it takes for this to happen. Texter rates, Tara, remember Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch said their meeting on the tarmac prior to the 2018 election was just to talk about the grandkids. Yeah. Texter rates, this started with Obama, not Biden, this disrespect and hatred of America. Now the texter rates, hey, Tara, Hillary has more Teflon than John Gotti did back in the days. Another texter writes, Tara, real people were indicted, incarcerated, bankrupted by this 100% political act makes it non-political and criminal individuals should have major civil suits filed on their behalf by the DOJ against the DOJ. Yeah, it's crazy. Texter rates. Good morning, Tara. I enjoyed your conversation with Nancy Mace this morning. In a way, she reminds me of you in the way she has grit in today's atmosphere. We need that. This is not the time for button-down collar vanilla leaders. And though she has grit like you, I still think you would clearly outrun her in a conservative foot race. Thank you. Another texter writes, and now Trump says if you protest or complain, he will withhold federal emergency funds. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Texter writes, Tara, I sent email to McTaxter saying he should also let law enforcement be deputized so arrests of illegals could begin in SC. I did not hear a thing from him, even a canned boilerplate response. He can't get gone soon enough. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.